சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 4 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 7. யதா யதா ஹி தர்மஸ்ய க்லானிர்பவதி பாரத அப்யுத்தானமதர்மஸ்ய ததாத்மானம் ஸ்ருஜாம்யஹம் பரித்ராணாய சாதுனாம் விநாசாய ச துஷ்க்ருதாம் தர்ம சம்ஸ்தாபனார்த்தாய சம்பவாமி யுகே யுகே. All of us believe in that the entire the visible world in front of me created by God. Some people say it is a power, but we the Hindus in our culture we call that power as God. God created the world. Then we say God became the world. Not only creating the world, God himself manifesting in the form of world. God himself manifesting in the form of world. Since God is manifesting in the form of world, world is nothing but God. World is nothing but God. Therefore, we have to understand these four steps. God exists. God is there. Because the entire creation, cosmos, created by someone, that God exists. That God alone became the world, appearing in the form of world. First God exists, then God created the world, second step, then God became the world, third step. Therefore, world is nothing but God. World is nothing but God. How to know this? World is nothing but God. But these four statements only information. These four statements are only information for me. But how to accept it? My intellect has to convince, no? This is true. God exists, God created the world, God became the world. World is nothing but God. It is not just a statement. Our Vedas says this is the fact. For that Lord Krishna says, the entire universe is my own glory. Whatever I have created, once I create in this universe, the cosmic laws means the rules and regulations in the cosmos. Sun shining, water falling, water flowing downwards, fire is hot, all these natural phenomena. These are all natural phenomena, is the order of Ishwaran. This is called order of Ishwaran. As the Lord creating the universe, he created certain norms, rules, regulations also, how to operate this universe. How one should live in this universe. how one should interact with this universe, how one should use water, how one should use solar energy, how one should use electricity or water or whatever given by the Lord, how one should use. That manual also Bhagavan has given. That is called Vedana. As he has manifested in the form of universe, along with him, the Vedic teaching also Bhagavan has given, like they give, you know, any medicine and how to use this medicine, they give a manual. Even for grinder, they give a manual. For washing machine, they give a manual. For everything, they give a manual. If you read that manual only, you know how to use it properly in her. You know how to use it properly. Otherwise, if you don't know how to use it, you misuse it, you abuse it. Either you misuse it or you abuse it, if you don't know how to, you are in danger. Suppose electrical gadget you are using, anything in your house, especially in kitchen, if you do not know how to use it, if you misuse it or abuse it, it is harmful to you. That electrical gadget, if I do not know how to use it. Therefore, we need to know that manual, how to operate it properly, so that I can get full benefit of that gadget and I am not going to get any harm to because of that, so that I will get full benefit. Similarly, the whole universe is in front of me. Lord has given certain values, norms, rules, regulations in Veda, Shastram. One should follow these rules so that they can use this gadget, the entire universe, happily. They can enjoy their life. If I don't know how to use it, I am only the loser. On the other hand, I am going to suffer because of this violating the rules. Lord Krishna says, if anybody violate the rules in the cosmos, that will harm to my creation, what I have done it, and they are harming to other people also, at that time I will take avatara. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Hey Arjuna, whenever there is a glani, there is a threat for dharma, the cosmic rules and regulations, whatever I have given, for well-being of all people, for entire humanity, not for one religion, not for one race, not for one sect of people, all beings, well-being is important for me. I want everyone to be happy in this creation. No one can dominate other. No one can become a threat to others. If anyone tries like that, it is my job to remove them, to eliminate them. If anyone disturbs my cosmic harmony anywhere, I am there to destroy. Why I destroy? To protect other people, because they are not allowing others to live peacefully in this cosmos. Therefore, I destroy them. Whenever adharma increases, when people become materialistic, more and more they go on and on enjoying sense pleasures and violating all the values, and at the cost of others' peace and happiness, they are grabbing, they are enjoying, and they are not allowing others to live in security, that time I will punish these people. Dharmaha glanihi means where there is a threat for dharma, and when adharma increases, abhyuthanam adharmasya, when adharma rise, corruption increase, and all scams, all spectrums increase, you know. At that time, I will take an avatara. Abhyuddhanam adharmasya tada atmanam srijamiham. I will create myself. I just appear to destroy those people. I want to protect three jobs. What for I am doing? Paritranaya sadhunam. Eighth shloka, Lord Krishna says, the uddeshya. What is the uddesham, motive of Bhagavan to take avatarana? Paritranaya sadhunam, number one. I want to protect those dharmic people. Paritranaya means to protect. Parirakshanaya, for the protection of. Whom? Sadhunam, the righteous people, dharmic purushaha. Sanmargasthanam means the people who are all following my manual, Vedic manual, who are all following my instructions, those who are living dharmically, not hurting others, not destroying others, not threatening others, not exploiting others, they are all sanmargavartina means who are all living a righteous way of life. I want to protect them. So dharmi, if you protect, dharma is protected. I want to protect a person who is following dharma. Suppose I protect that person, what will happen? I am protecting the dharma. If I take care of a musician, I am taking care of music. Is it not? If I take care of musician, I will provide everything for a musician, music will be protected. Is it not? Similarly, if I take off that artist, all arts are protected. If I take off that person, dharmi, I am taking care of dharma. In whom dharma is there is called dharmi. Dharma means what? Dharma means the health of the cosmos is called dharma. Just as immune system in your body, health in your body without bacteria and virus. No? When your body is free from bacteria and virus, you are healthy. Similarly, in the cosmos also there is a health, cosmic health and chulva. Cosmic harmony is called cosmic health. Cosmic health is called dharma. That dharma has to be protected, na? When the person who is following dharma, that person is called dharmi. And the dharmi, if I protect, naturally what will happen? All dharmis are protected, dharmic people are protected, dharmi and a dharmic person protected. Dharma is protected. If once dharma is protected, the cosmic harmony is protected. My creation is intact, well, it is in proper condition. It is my job to take care of, Bhagavan says. Paritranaya sadhunam. So therefore, to protect dharmi, I take an avatara. Then what is the second job? Vinashayacha dushkratam. Vinashayacha dushkratam means for the destruction of unrighteous people. Sadhu namak opposite to dushkratinam. Dushtanam. Dushkrita means the unrighteous people, papakarinam. For their destruction, I take avatara. This is the second purpose. First purpose is sadhunam parirakshanaya, number one. Second duty is, that is called shishtarakshanam manartha. Shishtarakshanam, first one. Then second duty is dushta sikshanam. For the destruction of, for the elimination of the unrighteous people. Then third duty is dharma samsthapanam. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. For the establishment of righteousness. Dharmasya samyak sthapanam. To protect dharma and to establish dharma. If you protect a pandita, you are protecting the panditiyam. One pandita to be protected. Veda pandita is protected means Veda is protected. Like that. Similarly, in our body also, sometimes any organ is having some infection, suppose. Either toe or finger, any is having infection. And that part is full of gangrenized, you know? And it is going to spread to the whole body, suppose. that small finger, at the finger also, and the top and the first half, suppose. And the doctor says, better to amputate this finger, half finger I have to amputate. And that. Otherwise, your whole life will be in danger. What do you say? Doctor, remove that immediately. Immediately you remove. Your own part, no? Your own body, your own finger, how can you say to eliminate, to remove, to amputate? Because it is going to harm to my whole body, to my life itself. Therefore, no problem if I eliminate one finger, destroy this finger, doesn't matter if I amputate this finger. That's why doctor also happily cut the finger. Either toe or finger, sometimes because of some accident. Sometimes half of the leg also they remove. One part of the body they remove. If it is infected, it is going to harm to the whole body. Doctor mercilessly he has to remove. Ayyo, paavam ani chonna enna aidum. Mercilessly they have to amputate. Of course, the patient also agree for that. Like that, all adharmic people are like gangrenized, no? Infected anartham. Bhagavan has to come and amputate. Duryodhana, Bhishma, Drona, all are on adharmic side. Bhagavan has come to eliminate them. That is a duty. Even mother also, there is a nice shloka. Lalaneva putram tadaneva matur na akarunyam tadrageva maheshasya gunadoshayoho nar. See, mother should not, lalana means fondling the child. Fondling the child. Lalanam. Tadaneva, putram tadaneva na. So, beating the child. Threatening the child. If a mother threatens the child, if suppose mother beats the child, is she merciless? Is she merciless? Never. Na akarunyam. It is not, she is not merciless. But she is threatening the child, she is telling to the child, she is going to beat the child because to keep the child in right direction, right path, right way. It's not akarunyam. Lalane fondling anna, it is too mercy. Not that lalanam, tadanam, both are important. Lalanam and tadanam. Fondling is also important. Tadanam, beating also when required is all, it is important. Similarly, tadrageva maheshasya. Even Bhagavan also like that only. Tadrageva maheshasya niyantuhu gunadoshayoho. All gunas are there, good virtues are there. Bhagavan will encourage, Bhagavan will appreciate lalanam, fondling. If unrighteous way person is going, Bhagavan has to give punishment. Doshayoho. Tadrageva maheshasya niyanta hante, he is the niyanta, he is the controller, he is the dictator, he knows, he is the well-wisher of everyone. That's why Bhagavan says, sadhu rakshanam, dushta sikshanam, dharma sthapanam. These are my three jobs I have to do. For that sake only I take tadartham sambhavami yuge yuge. For that sake only I take avatara. I am born in every age, every yuga. Prati yugam. Yuge yuge means prati yugam. Every yuga. Swamini, what about Kali Yuga? You know, Treta Yuga, Rama was available. Dwapar Yuga, Krishna was available. What about na Kalkiya? Na? No, Kalki. Every Jnani is avatara. Kali Yuga, every Jnani. When a Jnani is available, teaching Shastra, what is Dharma, what is Adharma, how one has to attain Bhagavan, how one has to understand Ishvara, that Jnani is there available, a Mahatma, a teacher, Jnani, who is teaching Shastra, he is an avatar of Bhagavan. never wait for anginga paakadungo. Okay, Jnani is as good as avatara. Who is taking care of harmony? Ne? Jnani only taking care of harmony. Entire cosmos. Because he is the one who is the replica of the Shastra. He is the replica of Shastra. He is an exemplary. He is the model. Who is the carrier of that dharma given by the Lord. He is the, all the way he is the carrier. Like a courier service madri. He is bringing the Vedic teaching and Vedic dharma and keeping all people and dharmic in the society. Many jnanis are there in our society. They are all come under avatara only. Okay. Next shloka we will read.
Janma karma cha me divyam. Evam yo veti tatvatah. Tyaktva deham punar janma. Naiti mameti sorjuna.
Our gods, all of them, hold weapons. Lord Narayana, Vishnu, hold the Sharanga Pani. Shiva is Trishula Pani. Muruga is Veil Pani. Devi is also Trishula Pani. One Lord is holding the weapon is for this purpose only. Not it represents violence. Only to protect dharmic people. Ashtabhuja Devi, 18 hands with 18 weapons. So for what? To protect dharmic people. This is the only job for God. He want to protect all noble people, dharmic people. That's why they hold all gods where that hold the weapons. Never look down upon those weapons. What do? We worship the weapon also. How much importance we give to the Lord, that much importance we give to the weapon of the Lord. Their vahanam also we worship. And our vahanam illavana avaru poga mudiyadu. That's why we worship their vahanam also. Because our Varuname, he has to come all the way to protect us. So that Vahanam and the Simha Vahini. So along the Ambal, when you are singing about the glory of the Devi, you include that Simha Vahini and Chulla and the Simham Pirgoda Chuludu. Why? We are recognizing, we are appreciating that whatever is with that Lordess, Goddess or God, we are going to glorify them also. That is our culture, that is our concept. So first we should value our concepts. We should not look down upon our concepts which are blind, they are useless, they are worthless. We should not think like that. First learn how to value our own concepts in Sanatana Dharma. Wonderful, amazing concepts. First adi puriyanum namakku. Then only we start understanding them. First respect them, then revere them, then understand about them. Every concept for that matter. Never look down upon any concept of our Hindu culture. Every concept is very, very highly significant concept. Highly significant concept. Therefore, first learn to respect. There is a nice shloka. Why Bhagavan take avatara only to destroy evil people, adharmic people, or only for one job? In Yidikahana, then Sloka tells him, Martyavatara khalu martya sikshanam rakshovadhayaiva na kevalam vibhoho. Lord job is not only to protect noble people, to destroy the Rakshasas, that is not only the job. Avatara edukkanna, only to dushta sikshanam sishta rakshanatikahan chollakudadu. That shloka tells, Martyavataraha, Lord took the manushya avatara, Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, they took avatara in the form of human beings. Martya avataraha, manushya avatara, for whose sake? Khalu martya sikshanam, to train, to be a guideline, to be an exemplary, to be a model. Martya means human beings. Sikshanam, to train the human beings, Bhagavan took the human form. Then you relate very easily, you know. When he is in human form, you also can relate. Avar verave madri irundana, suppose he is in a different shape, different form, na, you are afraid of going near to him. He is also like nice hands, head, everything like you. Na, you go near to that Lord, you love and you worship the Lord. Martyavataraha, manushya avatara, for what sake? Martya sikshanam, to train, to guide, to protect. Sikshana means to put in right track, to discipline that human beings. Then second line says, Rakshovadhayai na kevalam vibhoho. Not Bhagavan is born only to destroy Kamsa. Lord Rama born to destroy Ravana. Some people say, why Rama born? Only to kill Ravana. Not Rakshovadhayai na kevalam vibhoho. Killing Ravana, killing Kamsa, for that sake only Lord born. Lord took avatara? No. After killing Kamsa also, Bhagavan stayed so many years. After killing Ravana also, Rama stayed, lived so many years, hundreds of years. After killing Kamsa, Krishna avatara mudichikalame, over, my job is over, I am going and chulli poyidalame. No. To protect Pandavas, he continued his avatara. Not only to destroy Kamsa, not only to destroy Ravana, Rama born or Krishna born, we have to understand, Rakshovadhayai na kevalam vibhoho. Rakshasavadha is not only the job of the avatara, that avatara in the human form to give protection to that good people and to destroy the Rakshasas also, then what? And some more job also is there. Kutaha anyathasmat ramataha swatmani. Bhagavan can revel in Atmaswarupam. No, he is Atmaswarupam. He can revel in Atmaswarupam. Why he has to come and suffer here? After taking avatara, Rama cried for Sita. He cried for Sita. Why that Paramatma has to take avatara and why he has to cry? That line says, Kutaha anyathasmat ramataha sva atmani. Bhagavan can revel in himself, no? Sva atmani. But what Bhagavan did? Sita kritani vyasanani ishvarasya. Because of, you know, the Sita left him, he cried for Sita's sake. Tevaya avarki. Is it necessary for Bhagavan? He want to show. Na. We never ask why Rama cried. Rama Paramatma Bhagavan avataram only, no? Why he cried? Na? We never ask. Bhagavan want to show. As a human being, he want to act. So you also can cry, no problem. Bhagavan ke paavam kanla tanni vandhadi. Wife kaha aliditar paavam. Namo inna. That's why Bhagavan showed compassion. Bhagavan showed so many. He lived as Rama lived. Do as Krishna said, live as Rama lived. What Krishna said, you do that. What Krishna did, don't do. What Krishna said, you do. What Rama, way the Rama lived. That's called Rama Ayanam, they say. Krishna Ayanam ni cholla mata parungo. Have you noticed this point? Krishna Leela ni cholla, Rama Leela cholla mata. Inne, where are you? You are here only, no? Rama Leela ni cholla mata. Rama Ayanam, we say. Rama Ayana means Rama's lifestyle. his lifestyle we have to follow. Krishna Leela, it is a sport. It is a Leela for him. We need not follow his sport and all. Okay. But what Krishna said, you follow. But what Rama did, you live in such a way. Our people says, therefore, Sita Kritani Vyasanani Ishwarasya Papam or Gedikana. So Rama Avatara, Krishna Avatara, they are taken to show that this sloka especially connected to Rama. Martyavatara Kalu Martya Sikshanam. Ravana is also a Martyaha, human being. Martya Sikshanam, to punish the people, to put in the people the right way. For that sake only Bhagavan takes avatara, not only to destroy, but for other people like he lives in the society. Now this mantra, shloka says, it is also a very important shloka, ninth shloka. What this shloka says, the gist of this shloka is, Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, Ishvara Jnanena Mokshaha. Ishvara Jnanameva Ishvara Prapti Rupa Mokshaha. Knowing the nature of Ishvara. Ishvara Jnana means knowing the nature of Ishvara. Ishvara Jnana alone is called Ishvara Prapti, attainment of Ishvara. Attainment of Ishvara, that is called God realization. Ishvara Prapti means what? God realization. What do you mean by God realization? Bhagavan says, God realization is nothing but self realization. Self realization alone is God realization. Both are not different. From 9th shloka onwards up to 13th shloka, Lord gives avatara jnanam. Avatara jnanam is jivan mukti sadhanam. The knowledge about avatara is a means to attain liberation. Avatara jnanam jivan mukti sadhanam means the knowledge about Ishvara or God is a means to attain liberation. What is the meaning? Hey Arjuna, oh Arjuna, saha yaha tattvataha evam vetti, that person yaha evam vetti, whoever knows, tattvataha means really, exactly, my real nature, yathavatu in artham. Avatara is having a physical body and maya swarupam. He should know, one should know my body, that which behind there is a maya tattvam also. Yaha vetti. Vetti means knows. K-N-O-W-S. Knows. Tattvataha means tattvena, means maya swarupam and atma swarupam. My avatara purpose, what is the avatara true nature and how avatara has come. There is a maya behind it. With the help of maya, he manifests, and for the purpose he manifests, and what is his real nature, Brahma Swarupam, idella whoever knows, that is called Tattvataha anartham. People generally, Rama, that Krishna, what they see, Rama, Krishna, they are not knowing Tattvataha. Rama born in Ayodhya, Rama's father Dasharatha, Rama's wife Sita, idida theriyum. Ramayana kettindey irundha ethana varsham kettaal enna theriyum idhu dhaan theriyum. Rama born so and so place, Rama was so great avatara, and Rama was Vishnu avatara, and Rama killed Ravana, idhu theriyum. Rama killed Ravana, Rama married to Sita, and Rama has got four brothers, Rama has got Kaikeyi one mother, and like that they tell the story. This is not tattvataha vetti. Lord Krishna says, this is not knowing, this is anybody knows. Okay. Anybody knows this. Chinna kolandhukku theriyum, Ramayana kadella theriyum. They will tell the Ramayana story. ஹூ இஸ் ராமான்னு எல்லாமே சொல்லிடுவான். இஸ் இட் தத்வதா? தே கெனாட் நோ தத்வதா. பட் எ பர்சன் ஹூ கம்ஸ் டு சாஸ்திரா, தி ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா, த செகண்ட் சாப்டர், அந்த செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஆத்ம தத்துவம், ஹூ எவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஆத்ம தத்துவம் இஸ் த ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் லார்ட் அண்ட் தட் ஆத்ம தத்துவம் வித் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் மாயா டேக்ஸ் த ஹியூமன் ஃபார்ம், ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி. திஸ் பாடி இஸ் டெம்பரரி, அவதாரா இஸ் டெம்பரரி. இட் இஸ் த க்ளோரி ஆஃப் பகவான் ஓன்லி டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹி அப்பியர்ஸ். ஜ்ஞானி நோஸ் தத்வதா வித் ஆல் ஆர்டினரி பீப்புள் டு நாட் நோ. தே வர்ஷிப் ராமா ஆஸ் அ ஆர்டினரி அவதாரா, ஹியூமன் பீயிங் லைக் தே வர்ஷிப். பட் வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள், 1% ஓன்லி தே நோ ரியலி வாட் இஸ் லார்ட் தத்துவம். தத்வதா வேத்தி, வாட் இஸ் தட் தத்துவம்? மே திவ்யம், மே ஜன் திவ்யம் ஜென்மா திவ்யம் கர்மா. ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் மை டிவைன் பர்த், divine birth means maya roopam. How many people knows the lord is the maya roopam? Nobody knows. Unless you study shastra, you cannot know lord is maya roopam. That is called divyam roopam. Divyam janma, janma is a birth, avatara. Divine means aprakritam aishwaryam. It is not like a prakriti, you know. It is not born out of prakriti, but controlling the prakriti by maya's power. I am controlling maya power, I manifest. We are all born out of prakriti, that's why we are all succumbed to sattva rajas tamo gunas. Maya overpowers us, that's why it is called pancha bhautika shariram. This is pancha bhuta udal. Bhagavan shariram is not pancha bhautikam, it is mayikam. I gave that, no, maya avatara difference between jiva and avatara, jiva janma and avatara difference kudutano, eh, kudutanliyo. Avandi bhagavan vandi mayikam shariram, our shariram is pancha bhautika shariram. Bhautika shariram is ours, pancha bhutas put together our body has come. Mind, body, intellect, everything. That's why it is panchabhautikam. But Bhagavan says divyam janmana maya rupam. Ordinary people cannot know. Unless you study Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, you cannot know what is Bhagavan's real nature. That's why people, whoever say, I know Rama, I saw Rama, I saw Krishna, they are not understood. Unless you study Shastra, there is no way to know that mayikam. So we are all made out of panchabhutas. Panchabhutas are within three gunas. Three gunas put together maya. It is made out of maya. Bhagavan is not made out of maya, but he used the maya. We are used by maya. That is the difference. Bhagavan used maya to appear in a form, but we are used by maya. That is why we are all under three gunas. That is the divyam janma. Our janma is not divyam janma. Bhagavan's avatara is divyam janma. Therefore, divyam janma does what type of karma? Divyam karma. What we are doing? Divyam karma va? மார்னிங் பசி, மத்தியானம் பசி, சாயங்காலம் பசி, நைட்டு பசி, தூக்கம், இதுதான் நமக்கு. வாட் வி ஆர் டூயிங் திவ்யம் ஜென்மா? ஸ்பாயில் பண்ணாமல் இருந்த பெரிய விஷயம். வி ஆர் ஸ்பாயிலிங் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ், பட் வி ஆர் நாட் டூயிங் எனி திவ்யம் கர்மா, டிவைன் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் வி ஆர் நாட் டூயிங். ஹவு மெனி டிவைன் குவாலிட்டிஸ் வி ஆர் ஹேவிங்? But Bhagavan is with full of divine qualities, divine avatara. Therefore, he does divine actions. Who knows this? Tattvataha, jnani knows. A person who studies shastra thoroughly with full of devotion for a length of time, he knows. Tattvataha vetti divyam janma divyam karma yaha vetti. So what? What is the prayojanam? If a person knows divyam janma, divyam karma, I am an ordinary human being. My janma is not divyam, my karma is not divyam, but Bhagavan's janma is divyam, Bhagavan's karma is divyam. If I know, what is the benefit? Bhagavan says, saha deham chaktva punarjanma na eti. He will not attain again punarjanma. He will not enter in any other womb again. There is no womb to tomb problem for that person. No womb to womb anna janma, tomb anna maranam. Womb to tomb anna punarjanma won't be there for him. When there is no punarjanma, there is no maranam also. He need not or she need not enter any womb. They need not enter tomb also. Janana marana rahitam manartham. They are free from birth and death. But where they will go? No birth, no death. Where they will go? Mam yeti. They will attain me alone. Mam yeti inner. Mam yeti na English mam kadiyad. Okay. Mam means attains me alone. Me na Ishwara. Ishwaraha, that means the jivas, the jnani jiva, attain me means my real nature. That person recognize I am also atma only, jivatma, I the jivatma, I am non-separate from paramatma. I the jivatma, I am non-separate from paramatma. Vayana, Ishwaraha hi jivasya swaswarupam. Jivasya swaswarupam, my real nature is what? Ishwaraha only. So, the jiva, deho devalayasya proktaha, sa jivaha kevala shivaha. Recognize that the body is an embodiment of that Ishwara. He is here, sitting inside. Recognize that. Not knowing the Paramatma here and searching everywhere. People are all searching all over and missing here. Eppadi na purse pani nalla panam iruka purse apdiye vechinde. Some people keep at the back purse anga vechinade theriyadu pinnade vekke koodadu actually. They keep back side Lakshmi eppadi vechikana Lakshmi in back side. So they forget they are having money. Adimadri, all the time Paramatma is available in the Atma Swarupam, in the form of Atma Swarupam. I am not recognizing and I am thinking I am ordinary, useless, with umpteen problems, sufferer, exploiter. I am a victimizer of this whole universe. All people are giving problems to me. And Bhagavan says, why you are suffering? You are my nature, appa. You are my swarupam only. Unakku theriyalaye ani solra. Mam eti ennar. They will attain me only. They are free from janana marana samsara chakram. They are free from sorrow. They are happy. They are enjoy my entire universe happily. But ordinary people ippudena ஆல் வெளியில் பார்த்தா அந்த கம்ப்ளைண்ட்டு இந்த கம்ப்ளைண்ட்டு தான் தெரியும் நமக்கு. ஜெனரலி பீப்புள் சி ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஓன்லி இன் த வேர்ல்ட் இன் த யூனிவர்ஸ். தெர் ஆர் சோ மெனி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கிவிங் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் கிவிங் ப்ராப்ளம் டு மீ அந்த மாதிரி ஏதோ ப்ராப்ளமேட்டிக் யூனிவர்ஸ் நம்ம பார்ப்போம். தட்ஸ் வை தே வாண்ட் டு கோ அவே ஃப்ரம் திஸ் வேர்ல்டு. பட் வாட் இஸ் ரியல் ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் வாட்? You need not run away from the world. You need not look at the world. It is exploiting you as though it is victimizing you. You should not see anything wrong in the universe. You see Bhagavan in the universe, and aha, paaka maato. Inge paakari anna adhi theriyadu. Enna theriyadu anna? Bhagavan enge irukkar? Appane enu mele paapa. Save me, O God, anna. Save me, anna. Bhagavan says, I am here only. Why you are looking at me? Sky and Bhagavan says, look into the Shastra. If you look into the Shastra, and looking, you study Shastra from a competent teacher, you know to see God in the universe. If you look into the Shastra with the help of Guru, you know that God is within you, not within you, you. At that time you are what? Sorrow, dukkhama irukkum. Amma, God ulla irukkaru, vellila irukkaru. You aluvela, santosha paduvela. Sollunga. God is remote, far, irundhana kashtam. Varavela innu, sigrame varavela, kashtapadanum. But God is everywhere, all the time present in the universe. God is here also. It is a good news or bad news? It is good news. You want to hear good news or bad news? You want to continue in the bad news? The world is problematic, my people are problematic, my body is problematic, everything is problematic. Bad news. Or you want to continue in the bad news, or you want to get good news fast after good news? And the poem is good news. Good news continues. Ever continues. That is what we are getting here. See what a wonderful sloka this is. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yaha veti tattvataha. And the tattvataha is very important. Eppadi theriyum swamini tattvataha na? Minimum 15 years if you study from a competent teacher, you may get it. 15 years if you are qualified enough regularly, systematically. Not once in a while. So once in a while you study 15 years and appa 30 years padikanum. Correct dane? Once in a while if you study 15 years, you have to study 30 years. Parvale, 30 years padicharum parvale. 3 decades, that's all. 3 decades, only 3 decades. Our Swami is teaching from 3 decades. Now he is in the 4th decade. People are studying still. And the mommy is 85 years old. Come with a third, you know, leg. She walk with a stick. Still she is coming. Worth to study. Nothing wrong in that. And 4 decades also okay. Okay. Mom Vetti and he attains me, he knows me, my janma, my karma as divyam. So that means what? He becomes a jnani anartham. That's all. Next shloka.
Vita raga bhaya krodha. Vita raga bhaya krodha. Manmaya mam upashritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Puta mad bhava magataha.
Knowing the divine janma of the Lord, knowing the divine karma of the Lord is called moksha, is called liberation. Because he is knowing tattvataha, tattvam janati. Tattva means the nature of that Ishvara. What is the nature of Ishvara? Mayopadhi nirgunam brahmana. Maya upadhi plus nirgunam brahma put together Ishvara. So this jnani knows maya also and nirguna atma swarupam also he knows. Because of knowing that, he attains that atma jnanam. Because of attaining that atma jnanam, we call him as a jivan muktaha. He is a liberated person. This liberation is not the present new talk, Arjuna. It is not a new hot news. No? Jivan Mukti, Moksha, liberation, this is not a present new talk. From at the time of creation onwards, people are, all the way they are getting Moksha and getting liberation. Many people, not one or two persons, hundreds, thousands of people are coming to attain moksha. They are coming to know my real nature. Bhagavan says this is not just recently people are getting moksha kadaiyadu. From the creation time onwards. You know, don't think moksha na ipoda people recently getting moksha. Liberation kadaiyadu. From generations, generations, from yugas and yugas, people are getting this moksha. Now look into the shloka. Vitaraga bhayak. Who attains moksha? Who attains that jnanam? Tattvataha jnanam. Who attains Bhagavan's divyam janma, Bhagavan's divyam karma? Who can know na? What are the qualifications for those people na? First they must be, number one, Vita raga bhayak krodhahana. Having been freed from attachment, fear and anger. Freed from fear, anger, attachment. Vita means free from what? Vita raga. Raga means attachment. Bhaya means fear. Krodha means anger. Vita raga, vita bhaya, vita krodha. Vita means vigataha, yasmat, from whom the fear has gone, from whom that attachment has gone, from whom that krodha, anger has gone. Before knowing also they need these qualifications. Since after attaining these qualifications only, they have received that knowledge, divine knowledge about God, real nature. After knowledge, will they have attachment, again fear and anger? Never. Before jnanam itself, they are, because they have surrendered to the Lord, they are free from fear. Because they depend, rely upon Bhagavan, religious life, philosophical life, they totally surrender to Bhagavan. They never rely upon real estate, local reliance. They rely upon only Bhagavan. Because of that, they have no fear, they have no insecurity in it. They are ever secure because they are surrendered to the Lord. They never feel insecure. Who will take care of me? Enakkuni aarilliye, enakkuni aarilliye. They never worry at all. Enna na irukke bhayam edukku nu sonna. Bhagavan irukkumbod edukku bhayam enna. That's why they are never afraid of anything in this world, because they have surrendered to the Lord. They have attachment only with one thing, not family members. Not near and dear local, because they are all temporary, no? They are all temporary. Irukkumbodhu kuda, not totally they are giving attention to us. I love you, and chollano. They have to tell all the time. They are busy. They don't remember to say all the time, I love you, I love you. Inikku paakalaye, look, they didn't look at me, they didn't smile at me. It was a problem. Always begging, no? Admiration, acceptance, I dress for others' sake, I behave for others' sake, everything I have to make others happy. That's why people tired of after some time, no? dress up, how can you make up for all the time for other person, and fed up with that, and like that, talking for others' sake, nice words, how long you can talk? How long you can talk? That's why never expect from others also. Okay. So people, we are all expecting from others love, care, admiration, acceptance. This is a very big problem. I must be accepted by all people. The acceptance I always seek from others. Why I have to be accepted by others? When I am in right direction, when I am surrendering to God, I follow religion, I follow philosophy, I follow all values. Why I expect others' acceptance? What is the guarantee they accept or not? Be as you are. Never try to be as somebody else. Somebody else wearing dress like that person, hair, you know, hairstyle like that person. Why I have to be somebody like, you know? What a way I want to be, you know, which is healthy way I want to live. I need not wear for somebody's sake. I need not dress up for somebody's sake. I need not talk for somebody's sake. I need not walk for somebody's sake. You know. How long you walk, you will be tired of, you know, finally. That's why I develop attachment to God, not to other people. Therefore, I never have a anger also towards others. அவனு கொஞ்சம் பேசலன்னு எனக்கு கோபமே வராது. நான் பேசாமலே இருக்குன்னு போகட்டும் என்ன. ஸோ ஐ எம் நீட் நாட் ஹாவ் எனி ஆங்கர் டுவர்ட்ஸ் அதர்ஸ். ஸோ ஐ எம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆங்கர், ஐ எம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், ஐ எம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஃபியர். ஒன்ஸ் ஐ ரிலை அப்பான் லோக்கல் ஆர்டினரி திங்ஸ், ஐ டிபெண்ட் அப்பான் பீப்புள், த டெம்பரரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஓன்லி, ஐ கெட் அட்டாச் டு தெம். சப்போஸ் ஐ ஹுக் டு தெம், ஐ ஹாவ் எ ஃபியர், அது போயிடுமோன்னு பயம். அது கிடைக்கலன்னா கிடைக்கலையேன்னு கோபம். புரியறது இல்லையோ? இஃப் ஐ டெவலப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டு பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் விச் ஆர் ஆல் டெம்பரரி, ஐ வில் டெவலப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஐ கெட் ஃபியர், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி. இஃப் ஐ ஓன்ட் கெட் இட், ஐ கெட் ஆங்கர். எதர் ஐ ஷோ ஆங்கர் பப்ளிக் அவுட்வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் இன்சைட் ஆங்கர் பாய்லிங். நோ, கண்ணுலனே தெரியும் அந்த கோபம். That is why they beat their one's own mother also. They beat sometimes. They beat one's own father, sister, brother. They beat even wife also. அடிக்கிறது ஏன் கோபம். Even sometimes teacher also. நான் சொல்லலை, சங்கராச்சாரியர் சொல்லுவார், ஏ கோபம் வந்து அவனுக்கு டீச்சரா மதரா யாரும் பார்க்க மாட்டான். குப்பிய தீயனார் குரும் அப்படி குப்பியத்தி என்னாரு. ஹி வில் ஷவுட் எட் த குரு, ஹி வில் ஷவுட் எட் த மதர். மாதரம் தாடையத்தி என்னார், தாடையத்தி ஹி பீட்ஸ் த மதர்ண்ணா. அம்மான்னு அடிக்கலாமா? அவ்வளோ கோபம். ஏன்னா அட்டாச்மெண்ட். அதனால் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் இருந்தால் கோபம் வரும், கோபம் இருந்தால் இந்த மிடில் ரெண்டு மத்தியில் பயம் இருக்கும்னாரு. பட் திஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்டடிங் சாஸ்திரா ரெகுலர்லி systematically, who is going to become a would-be jnani, okay, would-be jnani, is free from raga, bhaya and krodha. Then next qualification, mam upashritaha. Next one we can take that, manmayaha. Why, how they are able to be free from raga, bhaya and krodha, na? Because they have constantly remembering me, constant remembrance of me. Purushartha nischaya brahma vidaha. They always abide in brahman, brahma chintanam. Because of freedom from raga, dvesha, krodha, they have attained, because of that samskara, they have attained knowledge now. Manmanaha means they have surrendered to my saguna rupam first, then I provide the guru, I provide the shastra for them, they have understood my higher nature. Manmayaha means they have attained knowledge. Obsession with the Lord, first obsession with the saguna Ishvara. தட்ஸ் வை ஜப்பம் பண்ணணும். ராமா 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 சொன்னால் ஒரு நாள் ராமருடைய உண்மையான ரூபம் நமக்கு தெரியும். கிருஷ்ண 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 சொல்லிகிட்டே இருக்கணும். சொன்னால் ஒரு நாளைக்கு நமக்கு அந்த கிருஷ்ணனுடைய உண்மையான ரூபம் தெரியும். இப்படி என்ன சொல்லியிருக்கோம், பேத்தி 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 கிராண்ட் டாட்டர் கிராண்ட் டாட்டர் கிராண்ட் டாட்டர் ஜபம் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம். கிராண்ட் சன் கிராண்ட் சன் கிராண்ட் சன், ஹூ இஸ் டெல்லிங் பகவான்ஸ் நேம்? ஏதோ மார்னிங் 10 times 10 minutes, ஈவினிங் 10 minutes, கேன் கிராண்ட் சன் கிராண்ட் சன் கிராண்ட் சன் ஹவு மெனி அவர்ஸ்? That's why if we do Bhagavan's Nama Japa, remembering the Bhagavan all the time, that's why first they remember God to get Jnanam. After getting Jnanam, they remember God. Why? Why they remember God? தேங்க்யூன்னு சொல்கிறதுக்காக தான். தேங்க்யூ தேசே டு சே தேங்க்ஸ் டு த லார்ட் தே ரிமெம்பர் த லார்ட் மன்மயாக மீன்ஸ் மத் மயாக மன்மயாக லார்ட் ஆஸ் goal, they have fixed the Lord as a goal. Purushartha nischayam anartham. Brahman, attainment of the Lord alone is my goal. What about other goals? Other goals means I want to earn this, I want to get this, I want to marry, I want to get children, I want to buy house, I want to buy car. All these are also intermediary goals. They are all secondary. Primary goal is to attain God. Then, மன்மயாக பூதாக ஹேவிங் பியூரிஃபைட் தெம் செல்வ்ஸ் சின்ஸ் தே ஹவ் சரண்டர்ட் டு மீ த மோர் யூ ரிமெம்பர் த லார்ட் யூ ஆர் மோர் யூ ஆர் பியூரிஃபைட் இஸ் த லைக் எ பியூரிஃபையர் பகவான் பூதாக அர்த்தம் பியூரிஃபைட் பை ரிமெம்பரிங் மீ கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி நம்பர் த்ரீ மாம் உபாஸ்ரிதாக having remembered to me, they have surrendered to me. By remembering, they have surrendered to me. Seeking the grace from the Lord. To get jnanam, seeking the grace, and to thanking the Lord, they are remembering the Lord. That is the third. Upashritaha mam. Kevala jnana nishthaha anartham. கேவல ஜானநிஷ்டாக பரமேஸ்வரம் தோ ஆர் அபைடிங் இன் ஜானம் பரமேஸ்வர ஜானம் பகவான்ஸ் ரியல் நேச்சர் மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்மா ஹீஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரின்சிபல் இன்ஃபினிட் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் சின்ஸ் ஹீஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ஹீஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ரெண்டு இங்கிலீஷ் அண்ட் தமிழ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் இன்ஃபினிட் Consciousness, existent principle is his true nature. If he is all-pervading, he must be Tamil all. All-pervading. Correct that? Appo all-pervading enna kaanume. Indha kannukku fleshy eyes ku kaanadhu. Appo manasukku na indha manasu innu raga dvesha pole. If you surrender totally, if you are remembering the Lord all the time, there is a possibility of knowing. Be pure all the time. Thought-wise pure, action-wise pure, and words also pure. Pūtāha, upāśritāha, mām. Then fourth, jñāna-tapasā. Jñāna-tapasā means jñānam eva tapasunar. ஜானம் ஏவ பரமா பரமாத்மா விஷயம் தபஹா தேனர் ஜானம் ஏவ பரமாத்மானர் விஷயம் வாட் இஸ் ஜானம் எனக்கு அது தெரியும் இது தெரியும் என்ன ஜானம் அண்ணா பரமாத்மா தவிர எல்லாமே தெரியும் அண்ணா பட் தீஸ் பீப்புள் ஹாவ் பரமாத்மா இஸ் த விஷயா ஃபார் தேர் ஜானம் பரமாத்மா இஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் தேர் நாலெட்ஜ் What do you know? I know about Paramatma. What about other things? I don't bother all those things. Because in Paramatma, everything is included. I know one ornament. It is as good as knowing all ornaments. Like that, if I know Paramatma, it is as good as knowing everything. Therefore, they know me as Paramatma. That is what their tapas. They don't do any other tapas. Jnanam only is their tapas. That is why they attend every Wednesday Bhagavad Gita class. Because they want to know my real nature, they take it as a tapas. Attending 11:30 to 12:30 is a tapas for them. It is an austerity for them. Why? They are getting jnanam there. That is the tapas for them. They don't care for any other tapas. That is why they come to the next Wednesday also, Arjuna. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om